I would like to treat this session as a kind of talking meditation. The dynamics of the five stages of the pratyahara in reality happen simultaneously. But of course, for the sake of discussion, we will go through the steps by sequence. And we'll just build layer upon layer. So everyone, please prepare your seat for meditation. In yoga and spiritual training, everything starts with the breath. It is the point where all components of being, the physical body, the subtle physical body, the mental body, and the supracausal body, meet and arise at the same time. The breath has a component that occurs at the physical body, that the exchange of gases. But in the subtle physical body, it actually contains the vitality of the life force itself, the prana shakti. This is the first form of the kundalini. It is a vibration. It is a throb. It is this relationship between the breath and the throb of the prana, which rides upon the breath like a rider on a horse. The idea of where does life come from emerges out of consciousness itself. The dynamic of life that is the prana is its messenger, is its vehicle, is its carrier. And it operates on both sides of the coin of the invisible ocean of consciousness that we would consider the source of all things and the creation, the appearance of the world. This is infinite vitality. The sages have understood by sitting and carefully observing the movement of consciousness inside the mind-body-being matrix, that the vitality of the life force is a profound mystery, that it's moving in and out of the body, moving in and out of the electrical field that is the life force, moving in and out of the mind in the form of the prana. And so here we already begin to use this idea of concentration even while we are attending to the first fold of the pranayama, in that we're clearly isolating that there's more than just one thing going on with the breath, that there is the breath, the dynamic of the movement of dynamic gases, but there is also a vibration within the breath. And that by attenuating your attention to that vibration, that prana, you tap a bottomless source of energy, an endless source of energy. It is the vitality of life itself. It is the kundalini. Now, when breathing, there's a quality of yogic breathing called the bellows breath. This is simply the optimal way to breathe based on how the body is put together. And that is that you treat the body as a bellows. When you want to charge a bellows, when you want to fill it with air, you expand it. When you want to push the air out, you want to discharge the breath, you compress it. This is the key to the bellows breath, and this is how you should breathe. When you want to breathe in, expand the diaphragm, charging the bellows. When you want to breathe out, you squeeze the diaphragm, pushing the air out. Breathing in, everyone put your hand over your solar plexus. When you breathe in, push your hand out. You wait a beat. You want to breathe out. Squeeze the diaphragm. When you feel the movement of the solar plexus, you can feel that the entire upper body expands and contracts, producing a very deep and profound breath. Breathing in this way amplifies the prana inside your being. You feel it as a very powerful pressure building in the head, in the heart, along the spinal cord. It increases the magnetic force of the body. After just a few minutes of breathing in this way, you will be aware of the magnetic field of your body interacting with the magnetic field of the earth and the magnetic field of the atmosphere around you. As you breathe in this way, you'll feel the breath descending with great force from the crown of the head to the base of the spine. And then ascending and expanding. The inward breath internalizes your attention. The outward breath takes place outside of the body. As the force of the prana builds inside the system, it acts like a form of luminosity, a kind of light filling all of the areas of the brain, of the spine, out the extremities, down into the earth. There is a fundamental connection between the brain mass and the heart. Deeply interconnected with subtle circuitry. We refer to this as the bodhicitta. To feel the points of connectivity within the various parts of self is very important to understand. And it is this luminosity that begins to carry your attention into the deeper reservoirs of your nature, the deep underlying layers of attention. We find that there is a very powerful interconnectivity between the forces of psyche, the dynamics of emotional and psychological content, that have both an electrical presence as well as a physical presence, and there's powerful interconnectedness. As we begin to move the prana like this, it flows through the fabric and illuminates this underlying content of attention. Deeply held psychological forces, fear, can be rooted out and eliminated. Each breath, we feel the energy of the breath, and more specifically, the energy of the prana, conduct itself along the circuitry of the three rivers. The Sushumna, the central channel, Pingala, the right channel, Ida, the left channel, rising and falling, vibrating, as the power of the breath accumulates, the vibration in the spinal cord, Sushumna, Ida, and Pingala becomes stronger and stronger until it's burning like a burning blade. It feels as if the spine extends down into the earth, as if there was some kind of wind coming off the crown of the head. You can feel the witness of the earth. As we begin to apply dharana to the breath, we begin to notice powerful dynamics that are occurring. The inward breath causes a movement of the prana. As the prana moves, the mind moves. the inward breath descends like water. The outward breath rises like heat off of a flame. In both cases, the breath is moving and the prana is moving, and it's conducting itself along these three streams. The inward breath is the confirmation of the existence of I, the outward breath, the expression of the world. That there's powerful psychological content. We're breathing in, we're breathing in. We're breathing in. It's a point where we are no longer breathing in, but we're also not yet breathing out. At that moment, there's a still point. We're breathing out. We're breathing out. There's a point where we are no longer breathing out, and we're not yet breathing in. Very important. The inward breath, the breath is moving, the prana is moving, the mind is moving. The outward breath, the breath is moving, the prana is moving, the mind is moving. But in this point between the breath is not moving. The prana is not moving. And thus the mind is not moving. It's the absence of something. Never even noticed it before. Why? Because it's an absence. But it's actually like a doorway. Now we want to take our attention and place it, concentrate on that point between the breaths. See what happens. This next cycle of breath, breathe in, breathe in. Now hold the breath. See how the prana begins to amplify instantaneously. Inward retention of the breath is like dropping your foot on the gas. It's a huge acceleration of energy. Now the same thing, you're breathing out, breathing out. Hold the breath outside the body. Very dramatic, very dynamic. When you focus your attention, you concentrate on the space between the breaths, and then amplify that breath by the inward retention of the breath, which is called kumbhaka, or the external retention of breath, which is called rachaka. It's like hitting the accelerator. Kundalini will become very intensely aroused. And it is energy which drives meditation. Flood the brain with the life force. Become stable and strong and clear. From this position, you can shift the gamut of attention to the quality of one-pointed concentration, to the opposite end of the spectrum of universal meditation. The mind becomes agile and flexible. And this way you begin to see the interconnectedness between the dynamic of pranayama, dharana, and dhyana. The mind-body-being matrix is basically a perception machine. And by setting it in different modes, it will operate in different ways. That it need not be just one thing. As you continuously cycle the breath, you begin to build up a huge charge of energy going through the core of the body in the central nerve of the Sushumna, Ida, and Pingala, the left and right channel, and the central channel. When you get to the moment of the pratyahara, the sensory exhaustion, it's as if you do several things at once with a kind of internal precision, deep concentration, deep meditation, and the movement of the circuit of the breath. You have the Sushumna going from the crown of the head to the base of the spine, the Pingala on the right side, Ida on the left side, and you can feel the energy rising and falling on the left and right side. After a while, you can get to the point where they're like burning in equilibrium. You can feel the magnetic field of the right side of the body and the magnetic field of the left side of the body with equal clarity. With each cycling of the breath, you can bring them into a kind of balance or equilibrium. The movement of the six chakras, the base of the spine, at the genital region, at the navel, at the heart, the throat, and the forehead. It is in the space between the navel chakra and the heart chakra that the structure of subtle nadis that operate the senses originate. Above the navel, perhaps about four fingers wide, there's a twist in the Sushumna. And out of this point, all of the fibers arise, come up through the throat into the brain, and attenuate to each of the senses. Each one matched with one of the holes of the head. It kind of looks like a bouquet of flowers that comes up and then spreads out. The mouth, the two nostrils, two eyes, two ears. The point of control is in the parietal lobe, the center section of the brain. The pratyahara, the exhaustion of the senses, is the idea of withdrawing the prana from the senses. You're deliberately switching that gate off. Right now, as they're moving in the left and right channel, they're flowing and the senses are receiving energy. You want to look at this place here at the center of the spine as kind of a switch. And the way you control the switch is a concerted movement of concentration of your attention aligned with your breath and a surge of will that aligns with the space between the breaths. This idea of the emptiness that is the space between the breaths is the off switch. It's also useful to align this movement, this switching off of the senses, with an expression of kumbhaka. In other words, hold the breath. You draw the breath in deeply and sharply and hold it. At the same time, collapse all of the energy out of the left and right channel and merge it into the Sushumna at this point, as if you were giving it a crisp tap. With the power of your mind, with the power of your will, focusing your attention in alignment with the attention between the breaths. When it occurs, it'll be as if your attention folds into yourself. And you'll feel a very powerful surge of energy go up through the Sushumna and strike the brain at each of the seats of the senses. And a kind of deep umbrella of silence appears in your mind. The internal dialogue stops. And the senses simply become detached. It's not like you'll go into a condition of oblivion where your eyes will go black they'll simply stop feeding energy to the brain. It's a pratyahara. The senses are being exhausted of prana. And you'll feel your brain change shape. It's really quite marvelous and very dramatic. At first it seems complicated. It takes a little bit of practice. Oftentimes people, when they first start meditating, the prana will start going and the energy will start going, and all that energy just goes straight into their brain and starts causing their mind to race and race and race. When you want to meditate, it's not necessarily that the senses be switched on. So what do? You just go through and you switch everything off. Why? Because you want it to be quiet in there. So begin cycling the breath, and then hold the breath, and in that space between the breaths, bring the energy to a sharp point of concentration, just in this space, in the Sushumna. Watch what happens. Very good. At first, what you'll probably find is that you get partial results. It'll switch off, and then it'll switch back on. Don't be discouraged. Just reapply it and reapply it. One of the things, when you successfully switch off the senses, you'll find a very extremely focused stream of energy going from the navel right up through to the core of the brain, almost like a laser. It's also useful to use the breath to enhance your grip on the pratyahara. Catch and hold the breath inside and out. First, it'll be kind of like trying to hold something slippery. But as you find the pocket, you'll be able to relax into it and stay there without wavering. Once you can get to the point where you're in that pocket, where the senses stay switched off for a sustained amount of time, you'll actually feel the fabric of your mind change wavelengths. Because up until you've learned to first switch the senses off and stop the mind has been under constant inundation by the hardwired presence of the senses. And it has forced the mind into a certain form of operation, which is optimal for the waking state, but not necessary for the dhyana state. Once you learn to switch the mind off, you can go into a state of dhyana in the waking state. It doesn't matter. You begin to learn that the idea of meditation is not some tranced out state of mind, but it's a condition of attention. The longer you can stay in the stopped mind condition, more and more energy will flood into the brain. Begin to feel a very intense presence at the crown of the head. You'll find that the quality of the stopped mind is a deepening condition. The mind is kind of like a bowl of water that is being stirred and stirred and stirred. So it's spinning in a spiral and everything in the water is traveling along with. But as soon as you stop spinning, stirring the water, it begins to settle. And that settling energy happens in stages. As the mind begins to settle, it begins to become transparent. And as it becomes transparent, this is where the dynamic of the samadhi begins to appear. once you become familiar with the steps, you'll find that the fivefold skillful means, pranayama, dharana, dhyana, pratyahara, samadhi, are interchangeable and go backward and forward. It's not necessary that you think of them as steps 1 through 5. When you first get to the point where you have a hold of the Sushumna and you have it in a single glance, you have it in your grasp, the gesture of absorbing all of the energy into the center of Sushumna and striking the switch. You know, it's kind of like a cricket pitch. There's lots of things that happen at once, and you have to get the knack of it. And sometimes you have to go back and get a hold of it with the breath. Use the pranayama, use the dharana. The dharana is like a focused line of will, straight line, doesn't turn left or right. And the absorption of the Sushumna and the strike of the switch would be nice and crisp. And it's a movement of mind. And you'll feel that umbrella of silence just go. And it'll change the frequency of the brain. As it begins to become still and more still and more still, this is when the dawning of samadhi occurs. And that dawning is a whole nother thing. It's like a super refined fabric of consciousness. That is everything and nothing at the same time. Once the mind becomes thoroughly stopped, it becomes like a different animal. And you'll gain very powerful access of control. Over the instrument of your mind, body, being. And no matter where you are in the sequence, you can always reach back and use the prana to intensify and stabilize your maneuver. The fivefold method are the stripped down essence of spiritual awakening and self-awareness. You must become expert in all of these skills. They're the toolbox.
Thank you.